Hi, I'm Janelle.
And I'm Monique.
And welcome to Is Marriage Worth It?
We are just two single chicks, girls, women.
Anything but females.
Trying to figure out what marriage is like and is it worth it?
I'm assuming the best place to get the answers is from married people. Maybe engaged people, newlyweds, and even other singles.
Each episode, we will have a guest answering different questions we have or that you may have about marriage.
Join us as we try to figure out, is marriage worth it?
And if it is, I wonder if my future husband or yours is listening right now.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And welcome back to another episode of
Is Marriage Worth It?
Our guest today is Tiara, and she commented on my Facebook post that said we were looking for a guest. And when she originally reached out to us, we were full last season. So I reached back out and said, hey, are you still interested? And she did say her status has changed. So when originally she was talking about, she said she was single, but then she said, hey, my status has changed. So I'm assuming that means she's in a relationship, but you know, we'll find out these things. All right. So thank you so much for being on our podcast.
I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me, guys. It's an honor and pleasure.
So to kick things off, we'll have you tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, perfect. So hello, everyone. My name is Tiara J, and I am a serial mompreneur powerhouse. I am from the DMV area. I wear many hats, but I love speaking at events and all things women empowerment. I love to host events. I love to be at events. And another thing I love, I'm a people person, so I love to talk and run my mouth. So I'm happy to be on here with you ladies.
That's perfect. We need people that love to talk. So I know you said you went from when you originally said, hey, I want to be on the show, you were single, but are you now in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
So how long were you single before you got into this relationship?
Oh my goodness. I have been single since 2019.
Okay.
Okay. Were you dating in that time or not so much?
I was dating. Yeah, I was dating. I was dating. I was dating on and off. It was like, okay, I want to date. Okay. And then another probably few months, I was like, nah, this is not for me. And then I, you know what? I do want to go on a date or two. You know, it was like, no, I was turning people down. And then I was like, no, you know what? How am I going to get in a relationship or meet someone if I'm closing off my, you know, myself? So I was like, let me see what this date look life look like again.
So are you an online dater? Go out and meet people in person?
Girl, heck no. I do not like online dating. I don't think it's for me. I think it's honestly, I want to say I'm going to be politically correct and say online dating is for introverts. I think that's the nicest way I can say it. I'm an old school girl. I love meeting people in person. I like, you know, I like the conversation. I don't want to what you do on text all day. No. Come see about me.
I definitely see that. Yeah, I would prefer that too.
Yes. See?
And then I'm an introvert sitting here just like, nope, I like that screen.
Yes, just in case they crazy, huh?
You never know.
You really don't, though.
You really don't know.
People be out here like seem nice in your face and then just being...
That's that representative. They call those their the person's representative.
So I know that you said in your little introduction that you are a entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Yeah. Just put mom in front.
All right. So may I ask how you got into, well, I know you're a mom, but how you know, I put two and two together, but how did you get into that?
Oh my gosh. I've been honestly a person that likes to be in business for myself. Even though I currently have a 9-to-5, I would not say I'm an entrepreneur and not include that I am a 9-to-5er as well, because we need the 9-to-5, right?
We do.
Finance the business. So I am I have a full-time job, and I am also an entrepreneur. I just feel like being in business for yourself is like one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is mine. Mm-hmm. You know, this is all mine. I like it. I can, you know, I don't have to answer to anybody. I can, unless I want to talk to myself, you know, but I make the final decisions. I don't have to get approval for things. And it's a representation and reflection of who I am. So I love being an entrepreneur. And to answer your question, I've been an entrepreneur. I've been in business for a very long time. 2014 is when I decided to say, you know what, this is it. I keep getting inquiries about, the fashions and stuff. So let's go in this lane. So I started back in 2014. Mm-hmm.
So doing that, do you think that made dating hard for you because you're focused on, I guess, business type of things?
In the beginning, no, because I was in a relationship. When I first started and said, you know what, let's make this legit, let's make this a real actual business. I was in a relationship. He was so supportive and I loved it. So, no, it wasn't hard.
Okay. May I ask how long that relationship lasted?
Of course you can. So that relationship I was in back then is the relationship I'm in now. It's the same. Yeah, it's the same person. Yeah. So I guess I can say we took a break. Now that we're back together, I can say we took a break. But back in 2019, I was like, no, we're gone. It's over. It's a wrap. You know, it's a wrap. I don't like them. You know,
was this the first time you had been in a relationship with someone you'd previously been in a relationship with?
Is this the first time I've given somebody a chance? No. It's not the first time, but I can say I don't get too many chances, and I really love hard. Mm-hmm. So I tend to always forgive the person. But when I've had it and I said, you know, enough is enough, enough is enough. Now, there mm-hmm. are some people that I may have forgiven and, you know, talked to because I was bored.
Right.
You know what direction to go into. But when I was finally like, oh, I don't even want to talk to you, it was a wrap.
Right.
Because I'm definitely that once you cross me, it's over. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's no coming back. I wish you well. May God bless you. And it is what it is. But don't come over here looking for water. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Yeah. So how did you guys meet the first time?
So the first time I met him, we worked together. I had, what happened? I had came home from college. Mm-hmm. Can we keep it real?
100.
Yeah.
Girl, let's go. So I was on academic probation. They were like, well, you know, when you come back to school in the fall, you're going to be on academic probation. And I was like, you know what? I don't hear nothing y'all talking about. I was 19. And then, you know, when you're a certain age, you know better than the people, right? You know better than everybody. So I knew better than them. And I was like, I'm not going here. In my 19 year old mind, mm-hmm. I thought that when you were placed on academic probation, everybody on campus would know. So I was like, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be humiliated. So I never returned. So I went home and I went to a community college and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just stay here. I'm going to get my degree and I'm going to do this and that. And, you know, everything will work itself out.
Right.
And at the time, my mom was like, you know, well, if you want to do that, you need to get a job too. You need to see what the real world is like You want to come home. So this is the schedule and this is the plan. This is Tierra's plan that mm-hmm. you're going to have, you know, while you're home. So my uncle was a manager at a local grocery store at home. And they were like, you know what? Go up there, get a job. You know, they pay weekly. So you'll be fine. You know, you're a teenager. So weekly was fine for me. You know, I wanted some money. You know, one thing my mom always says is one thing about Tia, she will hustle. I will hustle for a dollar. legally. But yeah, my first day, now this is my version of the story. He has a total another type of version of the story. My initial interview, my uncle was like, okay, this is your start day. You'll start this day on Monday and don't be late here. Now, sidebar, everybody in my family and friends know I'm late everywhere I go.
Oh no.
Yes. So my uncle said, Tierra, do not be late. And in my mind, that was my whole goal, to not be late. Now, this is my side of the story. I was running a few minutes late to work and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so late. So the way the store was, you mm-hmm. had to go around the first aisle to get all the way to the other side just so you can clock in. Now, from my standpoint, I didn't see him. I have tunnel vision.
100%.
He said, you know, and I'm goal oriented. And the one goal in my head that day was not to be late. So I'm walking real fast and I'm going, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, and I think like a week later, a few weeks later, when we had gotten, you know, I had gotten acclimated at work and mm-hmm. I had become familiar and friendly with other people. Him and I had started talking and he said, you know, you ignored me. And I said, I ignored you when? The first day you came, I said, I never ignored you. And he's like, you ignored me. You walked right past me and I was speaking to you. I was like, I didn't hear that, you know? And at the time, I didn't know how to explain who I was as a person. Like,
right.
I am always in Tierra's world. So whatever is going on with me currently, those are the things that I'm dealing with. And those are the things, you know, that's mm-hmm. who I am. It's not personal. Right. It's not personal to anybody. I'm not trying to slight anybody or anything. But when I have things going on, those are priority. And my priority was trying to get a check every week. I wasn't thinking about anything or anybody, but right. let him tell it. I ignored him and I ain't see him. And I'm like, I really wasn't paying attention. But yes, that's how we met. We met at the local grocery store.
So how did things progress after that?
Oh my gosh, they went really fast. We went on a few dates and then, like, I think after our first date, we saw each other every day.
Okay.
Every day. And after a year of dating, we had our daughter. She's 14 now. And we became a family.
Mm-hmm.
We just became a family. So things progress fast. You know, young love. I met him when I was 19. He was 20. And we were together I think our daughter was like 11. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna need a break. Yeah.
So what was the transition from being in a relationship that's, you know, pretty serious with a child to being single? What was that like?
Oh my gosh. It was definitely a change. And it wasn't one of those things where I was like, okay, it'll blow off. No, I definitely noticed immediately. I had to take out the trash. I know that seems small, but I had to take out the trash. I had to figure out a lot of things that were going to happen in the household. I had, you know, because I was single and I had my daughter, you know, she lived with me. So mm-hmm. I had to figure out parenting while she was with me. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He's a great dad. He's a great father. And when she was with him, she was with him and he disciplined her in his way. And when she was with me, I had to discipline her the way I disciplined her. So it was definitely a transition. It was a huge transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in between that break, I know you said you dated and things like that. Did you introduce your dates to your daughter?
No. So in between while I was dating, I thought one person was serious.
Mm.
And after months of dating, and I want to say 8 months into dating, I did introduce her to him.
Did you choose to include her father in that decision of introducing him, or?
I told him after I did it.
I mean, he found out.
Yes, and he was looking when I was answering. He was like, that's why I look like that.
So I'm curious, how did you guys find your way back to each other?
So this is so funny. So I, while we were not together, you know, he would come over the house all the time. He still did things. So I do want to say this. We still hung out. We still did things with our child. It was like, we really didn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And, one day he was coming to pick her up to take her out. And I do want to say, I love the fact that no matter what we were going through, he still was like, you know what? I'm going to come over and I'm going to do this, help with homework. He would come over and help cook meals with her. And I was so thankful and grateful. So, yeah. So this one time, it was during the pandemic, and this was when I think things in this area were opened at 25% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had made a reservation to go out to eat and do something, some other activity, a fun activity. And I was sitting on the couch and I was watching that documentary with, what's his name? The Lion?
Tiger King?
The Tiger King. I was watching The Tiger King on TV and I was into it. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So he said something to me. I forgot what he said. It was basically something about a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, remember back in 2017, you said that you never wanted to work it out or be with me again. Remember that? And he said, I did, but what's today? He said, what year is this? I said, oh, it's 2020. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I didn't pay it any mind at that time because I'm watching The Tiger King. I'm like,
right.
You know, and I'm folding clothes. You know, I'm getting a rhythm of being single and on my own and stuff, you know. So he had said that. And I had thought back to it a few days later. And I was like, did he make a pass at me? Did he want to get back? I was like, he did. But I wanted to make sure that this was the right thing. And if he was serious, because, you know, being in a relationship is work. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that you're not the only one fighting in the ring. And I needed confirmation that he was serious about this.
Right.
Yeah. That's when I knew.
Does your friends or family have anything to say about your relationship?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Hell yeah. They love the fact that we're back together. I mean, everybody says, you know, I liked what's his name, but I'm so glad he's back. I'm like, yeah, me too, girl. Yeah. Everybody's so excited. My mom, oh my gosh, she told him when we first started, because we just started dating back this year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It took some time. He said that back in 2020, but for me, I just wanted to make sure I still was dating. I wanted to get that out, you know, before I even thought about taking it that to the next step. Because we've already had a serious relationship. Uh-huh. So I wanted to make sure before I got back into something like that again, that I was okay with, you know, my dating life and situation. So, yes. Nice. Mm-hmm.
So with that, did you guys have to relearn how to be with each other type of thing?
Yes, yes. We are still learning now. It was basically the grown version of Tierra meeting the grown version of him, you know, because I met him when I was 19, and he was 20. So who I was then, I am no longer now. Right. This is a 35-year-old Tierra and a 36-year-old him. So we're more mature. We understand better. We have a little bit more patience with things. We don't get frustrated fast. Mm-hmm. If I want to talk about something, I know how to express myself a little better. And I know how to say, if I hurt your feelings, this is not what I meant. This is what I meant. Or if I do this and that, I just miss you. You know, I don't leave room for assumptions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think the most important thing that you have learned in dating and being in a relationship?
Ooh, girl. The most important thing I've learned about being in a relationship and dating, everybody's not for you. Everybody's not going to like you. You're not everybody's type. Everybody will not treat you like the person that you were in a relationship with. People are different. Mm-hmm. So you cannot expect this person to treat you the same way this person did. You were in a relationship with that person. This person right. that you're dating, and especially this time and age, they have either the bare minimum or nothing at all. And they expect something for nothing. So I definitely learned that you cannot treat everybody the same.
Right.
Yeah.
So while you were single, did you feel the pressure to date?
Feel the pressure? No, not really. I didn't, because I was at the time the single friend that all my friends that are married mm-hmm. and in committed relationships, they were living vicariously through me. So I was just, I was the fun girl. And they were like, are you doing that? I'm like, what? No, I'm not. You know, I was definitely content with where I was in life, because I've gone through so much mm-hmm. and I've done so many things. It's especially when it comes to my business and building my brand, that I don't think I gave myself ample time to celebrate Tierra and how far I've come in so many aspects. And I was like, you know what? It's just time to just figure out Tierra and who she is and what she likes. Because mm-hmm. before I can go into another relationship, I need to make sure this relationship that I have with myself is in pristine, I can't even condition. Get the word out. Yes, thank you so much. I had to make sure that I was in pristine condition.
What helped you get to that level of getting to know yourself?
Oh my gosh. Life experiences and learning the hallway, because I thought I knew everything mm-hmm. and being around people that knew who they were and loved who they were, and just getting to know myself from a different perspective, and just having those family and friends in my corner that were not yes men. They were not like, okay, Tierra, you can do this. No, if I did something wrong or if I needed to correct something, mm-hmm. they were there to help me along the way. So it definitely takes a village and a tribe.
So comparing your 19-year-old self to yourself now,
mm-hmm.
What type of dating, how has dating changed for you guys?
Dating has changed for us. I'm going to say it hasn't changed. We've always had fun together. You know, we've always been friends, and that's what has helped us along the way. It wasn't just, oh, we're together. You know, this is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone I can see myself, you know, growing with. And if I didn't feel like being his girlfriend that day, I wasn't, you know, I was his homie, you know, and you have to be someone's friend before anything else, because you're going to need that shoulder to lean on or cry on. And if you need advice and you want to just talk about something, mm-hmm. and we kind of found our way back. We've always found our way back to each other.
When you look at yourself 10 years down the line, what does your life look like?
Jesus Christ. You know, you want to know something funny?
What?
I was talking to him the other night, and I knew what I wanted him to say, right? But I asked him like this. I said, so in 5 years, what do you see yourself? And he said, we're going to have a house and we're going to be married. And I know you're going back to school. So that, and of course, elevating your businesses. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and his thought process and his ideas are aligned with mine, mm-hmm. because he knows what I do and who I am. And just having his full support is it's A1 for me. It's top tier for me. And I just love that, you know, because it's always been this. So I've never had a problem in that department.
Right.
It is other things, you know, both of our egos and our pride. So
mm-hmm.
10 years from now, definitely having my degrees, not this degree, you know, I want to finish, you know, my degrees, because mm-hmm. after I was in community college and I met him, you know, we had our daughter. So school wasn't in the plans at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a mother and I looked for work. And after, I want to say, I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay all my bills? You know, right. My debt from college, like, what am I going to do? And like most of us, we were like, I can't think about it now. I ain't got it. If the country owes trillions of dollars, I mean, they're going to be all right with my couple of thousand dollars, you know?
I mean, aren't they?
They're going to be all right. So, and I just want to say God is so good, because our daughter graduated from middle school in June.
And
yes, we have a high schooler almost. Oh my gosh. It's like, so, and she's a good kid. You know, she's a teenager.
Right.
You know, you remember when y'all were teenagers, you know, you wanted to explore,
yeah.
You know, you were cute, you know, we start smelling ourselves. So, you know, we're learning how to navigate through life with a 14-year-old right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out, we celebrated with our family and friends. We took out to eat on the water. And when we came home, I was like, oh, let me go check the mail. And when I checked the mail, I had a letter in there and it said from a foundation. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't got no money. Like, you know, that's what I was thinking in my mind. And I opened the letter and it was a letter addressed to me from this foundation and my alma mater. I went to Bennett College for Women in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
And they sent me a letter and they said that my debt that I owed them was paid off.
Hey.
Like, what? Huh? What do you mean? Like, I just bust out in tears, because for me, it was a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I left school thinking I knew what was going on. And then, bam, I get pregnant. And then to just say, you know what, God, right now may not be the time. I'm going to be a mother. And to see my daughter graduate from middle school and to come home that very same day and to get a letter in the mail saying I can now, you know, go back to school. I can get my transcripts. It was so amazing. So my life is full. I'm full right now. I'm just so full. So
that's so great.
Yeah. That's
nice
why
clean slate.
Yes, I have a clean slate. That's why I said degrees. Because I haven't been in school since 2006. Mm. So right now, my hashtag is can't stop, won't stop, because I'm not coming out of school until I'm finished. Yes, I'm just so happy. So that was, you know, for me, that was a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I can go back to school. And in my mind, I'm hoping and praying, right, that when she graduates, I can graduate with her.
That'll be great.
That would be so amazing. Like, oh my gosh. Let's do it.
Study dates.
Yes, yes.
Look, mom's out here writing papers. You writing papers too. We can do this together.
Okay. Signing contracts and writing essays.
So what would you want your daughter to learn from your dating experience?
Don't rush. And if you come into a situation where you may break up with somebody, it's not your fault. It's just not your time. And that's not your person. I don't want her to beat herself up and think or assume that she did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. And, you know, most times we as women, we always think it's us. We always think, well, what did I do? Because I bring this to the table without realizing that that's just not your person. He's not for you. And that is okay. And I think the one thing that we fail to realize is it's okay. You can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. He was just a frog, baby. Go ahead. keep it moving.
What are your thoughts on settling down?
Not too. Oh, you mean settle down.
Settling down.
Sorry. I mean, if it's not true, that's also fine.
I mean, that is also true.
You know, a lot of people live like that, Oprah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people live like that. I wouldn't be surprised if her and Stedman aren't married, though. But settling down is one of the most beautiful things. It's just saying that this is the way I'm going in life. Mm-hmm. And this person wants to go with me. And why not have a cheerleader with you for the rest of your life?
Absolutely.
So, of course, I want to settle down.
I'm going to ask it. We're just going to go for it. What is the best and worst part about being single? And then the best and worst part about being in relationships?
The best part about dating is if you don't feel like being bothered, you don't have to be bothered with that person. Like, oh, whatever. I don't have to answer to you. I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. Because who are you? You know?
Right.
You know, the worst part about dating is going on dates with people. Like some people, it's just like, oh my gosh, like I really thought I was getting pumped one time. So just assuming that some people are good people, mm-hmm, and they have the best intentions for you. So that's the worst part of dating. You said, what's the worst and best part of being in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
The worst part about being in a relationship is thinking that you have it all together and it's supposed to be this picture perfect thing. And when you don't get that, then you're angry and you're upset because you assume or think that it's supposed to be happy every single day. You're going to have some great days, even when you guys aren't maybe, you know, maybe an argument or a debate didn't go the way you want it to go. As long as the respect and love is there, then you're fine. So for me, that's the worst part. The best part about being in a relationship is you have somebody in your corner and that who has your back, who will support you in every entity that you're in, that no matter what, they're going to rock and ride with you. So to me, that's the best part.
What are relationship or dating deal breakers for you?
Not telling me if you ain't got no goddamn kids. Like, if you got kids, let a nigga know. You know, let me know. Because in my mind, there is no right or wrong answer. It's all about honesty and being truthful to me. Right. Especially if you want to be with me. What are you lying about? If you already have multiple children, what's one more? Either I'm going to deal with you or I'm not.
Right. Period. And if I find out you lied about that, then I'm not going to be with you because you lied to me.
It's over. Because I can't trust you.
Exactly.
Because if you lied about, and to me, this is what my mom always says. If a man can hide a child, what you think he's going to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's his blood. So, yeah, and that's his blood. And for me, you lying to me about not having children, let me know. That is the ultimate deal breaker. Another deal breaker. Now letting me know if you don't want to take this serious. Don't have me stringing along for nothing and you out here trying to find yourself and your forever. And I'm thinking you mine. You know, that's another deal breaker. So I think it all goes back to honesty. Be truthful. Be honest, because I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I'm going to leave, stop talking to you. I might not be your person anyway. So you might as well just, you know, let's just, you know, enjoy each other's company until your season and time is up.
Huh.
Yes.
I like that.
I mean, it does make sense, though. You might as well be honest up front, because the longer you live in a lie, you got to keep adding on to the lie. And then once you get found out, like,
I don't want to hear it. At that point, I'm not going to want to hear it.
There's no bounce back.
You can't have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not when you're lying about the basics.
I mean, the pure basics. Like, don't lie to me about not having a... I mean, you know, if you don't have a car, that's cool. I'm going to find out. You know, if you staying with your mama in the basement, I'm going to find out. You know, or your grandmother, you know, in the living room, I'ma find out. But a child, because to me, you know, I'm a mom. Even if I wasn't a mom, children are innocent. And for you not to want to open up to me about the most precious part of you, no, I can't. It's a no for me, dog.
Is it like you would want them to tell you right away? Is it maybe they don't mention it, but then mention it a little bit later on? Or you're just saying, if I start talking to you, I want to know straight up you have a kid or not?
You know what? That's a very great question. Thank you for asking that, because now we can get into the nitty gritty. So first of all, you know how the conversation start. How are you? How you doing, beautiful? Can I get to know you? And this is the question where I'm assuming as a woman, you'll want to tell me. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have kids. I'm a mom, or, you know, for him, I'm a dad. I work here. I do this and that. I'm thinking within those parameters, you're going to let me know. You know, and I feel like if you tell me like, hey, babe, I have something to tell you, you know, and then a few months down the road, we're calling each other bae. Let's keep it real. We're calling each other bae, baby, whatever. I have something to tell you. I didn't know how to tell you back then, but I feel more comfortable with you, and I feel where we're in a place where I can be vulnerable with you and I can open up and tell you this part of my life. Mm-hmm. So that way, yes, even if you tell me down the line, that's fine. But if I beat you to it and find out on my own or by somebody else, no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Honestly, I think if I have your social media and I didn't know from your social media that you have kids, I think you're a bad parent and I don't want to be with you.
But some like, people don't post their kids.
There's not posting your kid's face, but there's a difference between not posting your kids and not acknowledging you have kids.
Thank you. That is it right there, Janelle. And that is what I mean when I say not telling me about your children is a deal breaker, because I'll tell you a little bit. So this person I was talking to acknowledges that he's a father. Mm-hmm. And but he didn't acknowledge, he didn't let me know how many he had. And he was, I think, pretty much everybody that he dated, he lied to.
Mm.
He lied to. And I was hurt because I'm like, I let you in my life, in my home, and around my child, you know, and you know me. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I don't know you means that this is not you. This is your representative, and mm-hmm. you're a liar and a master manipulator, and I can't be around you because when you lie, you steal. When you steal, you gonna cheat.
Wow.
Anything to keep up a lie. So yes, that is a huge deal breaker. So I like the fact that you brought up, Janelle, the fact, you know, the difference of showing who your kids are and if you're a father and acknowledging if you are or not. Because I know a lot of people that are private, and then I know people that don't claim their kids, you know.
Or Father's Day fathers.
Ooh. Oh, yes, girl. That is conversation, honey.
Mm. As I get older, I don't have any children, and it's getting to the place where it's just like, statistically, would I not be with somebody with a kid? So I just like have to think about it sometimes, and I'm just like, okay, so if they had a kid, how would I want them to tell me? I acknowledge and I respect people's privacy. I don't need to know your kids' like whole information, but I need to know, one, if you have children, and two, how many children you have. All the rest of the details can come later, but
absolutely.
If we're getting to know each other and I've acknowledged to you that I do not have children, that is your opportunity to let me know that you do. And if you don't,
mm-hmm.
okay. But if I have to find out from a Father's Day post, because we're following each other on socials, if I had to find out from a Father's Day post or somebody tagging you in a birthday party, I think we'd have problems.
Oh my God. So let me tell you how. So it's so funny that you said that like that, because I found out God is somebody, because this one of my good girlfriends, mm-hmm. we did a ministry class together at our church, and we were talking. You know how you, when you first get a boo, you're like, let me tell you about my boo. And she's like, no, let me tell you about mine. I was like, yes, you go first. And she's like, no, Tierra, when you talk about him, you light up. So mm-hmm. you go first. I was like, well, he's this, he's that, and this and that, and this and that. And she's like, well, what's his name? And I told her his name. She said, what's his last name? And I said, and I told her, I was like, yeah, this is his last name. And she was like, so sis, I'm going to tell you this. I was told he has a child that he does not take care of. So in my mind, I was like, but he already told us that he has kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
he has kids. And surely she's talking about one of them.
Right.
One of those kids. But she wasn't. She was talking about that. So
in addition,
I was like, oh, but I didn't find out, because I said, I'm the type of person, you know, we had just started dating. It was fairly new. It was like 2 months when I told her. So in my mind, I'm like, let me just get to know him. Let's see how this plays out. And if he will tell me, guys, he did not tell me. I had to drop a bomb on him when we had an argument. Because that's the type of person I am. I ain't going to say nothing. But when I get mad and we in an argument, I have the whole stage and I'm going to air everything out right then and there. Because I'm already mad and I was mad at the fact you didn't tell me. So I'm going to just let it out, you know. And I let it out. And that's what happened, you know. That's what happened.
That is something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men are, they are funny.
Funny.
So what are some things that you are looking forward to in your relationship now?
Marriage. We agreed to have 3 kids back when we first started dating. And we've had a conversation and we still have that agreement where we want, you know, 3 kids. And it's like, oh my gosh, our baby is 14. Like, we had these last 2 kids, she's gonna look at us like, oh, so you waited to have these kids and now they're close in age and I'm not. I was like, she's just gonna be their second mom.
But she got time to herself. She got time with both parents.
Yes. And I say that is like a gift within itself. You literally grew up with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Like you've seen us grow. These kids are going to see the mature mommy and daddy. We both will have, you know, businesses and our, you know, achievements. They'll get the house with the, you know, the white picket fence, the dogs and the backyard and pool, where our baby, she got unsure and insecure mommy and daddy, and they didn't know where they were going. So she literally had a front row seat to the evolution of both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said she'll be a great second mom. But yeah, for me, marriage, our 2 other babies, definitely finally finishing my matriculation through college, and seeing my business soar, soar, and hopefully being in stores. And another book, of course, another bestseller book.
Yes.
So I know I had asked a question previously and you said all of your friends, well, your friends and family were excited that you guys got back together. Did you have anybody that was just like, are you sure? Is this what you really want to do? Maybe you shouldn't get back together with them?
No. All of my family and friends were very supportive of it, of the decision that we both made to be together. I will say my spiritual big sister, she pulled me to the side and said, be careful with your heart. Mm-hmm. She did say that because she knew what I had went through while I was dating. And she was like, be careful, you gave him too much, you know, because I, you know, when you go from being in a serious relationship like that and dating, certain words said in a certain way, mm-hmm, by a man, it looks wrapped up like, oh, he's the one. You know, I'm done. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to do this dating stuff no more. This is it for me.
Right.
And she remembers the stories and the conversations that we had about any and everything we were going through. So she just wanted to make sure that this was the right decision to make. Because if not, it's okay for me to be single and get myself together until the one comes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you know that he's the one?
I know he's the one because he accepts me for who I am. A lot of people know Tierra J and the image consultant the boutique owner, the motivational speaker, the socialite in the city, the best-selling author, you know, those things are great. But when I come home at night and I put my hair up and I take my makeup off and my jewelry off and I'm just in a t-shirt and some sweatpants, he loves me no matter what, no matter where I am in life, no matter what I'm going through or dealing with, he's right there and he loves me no matter what. I've seen people really thrive off of what I do. And, you know, maybe I'm not looking up to par one day, or I ain't feel like doing my lashes, you know, feel like doing my lashes, my hair's up in the ponytail. And one guy was dating said, "What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Like, your one of your nails chipped and your lash is not on." And I'm looking at him like, yeah, so you gotta go.
You too, you invested go. In the
exterior. Yeah. You too. And I don't like that. And I'm like, that person will never be happy in life or never be in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. If he's, you know, acting that way,
mm-hmm.
too impressed with the vanity of all things, you know, it's, right. I'm so much more. Sometimes mm-hmm. I just want to be in the house, chilling, watching movies. I want to, you know, write my blogs or finish writing my book. Or I just want to do just simple things. Sometimes I just want to go out and go to the park or the amusement park with our daughter. And sometimes I want to go go-kart racing. Sometimes I want to go to basketball games. I want to just be me and feel free and have the freedom to do that without feeling like I have to be Tierra J all day. Yeah. Because there is a difference.
That's so nice, though, that you have found somebody that accepts you for you. Like at the end of the day, when all your different hats are off, and it's just the core you, that he's there and still supports you through everything. That's really beautiful. And I'm glad that you have found that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So first of all, Tierra, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on our podcast and just talking to us and letting us into your life. But before we let you go, we have one last question that we ask all of our guests. And that question is,
is marriage worth it?
Yes. Marriage is worth it. I've seen everybody in my life, in my family, be married. Marriage is worth it. But you have to know that you're worth it and the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with is worth it. If you're getting married for other people, then no, you should not get married. Marriage is so much more. So yes, marriage is worth it.
And there you have it. Is there anything? Well, I know you have things, but would you like to plug your things?
Yes. So if anybody wants to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at @IM_TIARAJ and at the Tierra J brand. And just follow my other pages. It's on my primary page, IMTRJ. And yes, you can go on my website if you would like to book me for speaking engagements, or if you want to shop on my accessory boutique at www.thetrjbrand.com/shop. I had to think about it, sorry. Because I have so much stuff going on. And if anybody, I have a radio show, The Queen's Table Show, that comes on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If anybody wants to be on there, you can email me at queenstableshow@gmail.com.
And that's it. Well, thank you so much. You can follow our podcast at Marriage Worth It on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can also email us if you have any questions, want to be a guest, or have any date ideas for us at marriageworthit@gmail.com.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And this has been
Is Marriage Worth It?